Seattle officials want to install gunshot-detecting microphones in the city. When the devices recognize a gunshot, they activate surveillance cameras and they call the police. Mayor Ed Murray discussed the idea with Rainier Beach community members in a cafe last night. They were interested, but questioned whether this is the best approach. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Among the crowd, Rainier Beach resident Sue Hurley had a story to tell the mayor.
That I was shopping at the local grocery store and someone shouted, "Hit the floor."
She says an armed man entered the store after a shooting in the parking lot. That was last month, and Hurley got home safe. It was among 144 incidents of shots fired in Seattle this year. Rainier Valley residents could be among the first to get the technology known as ShotSpotter. Mayor Murray says it could help first responders track down shooters or victims faster, but he faced one concern head-on. Would the microphones and cameras monitor people's conversations?
What we're talking about is launching a pilot project, which is a way we ensure that we understand that technology does what we want it to do, which is pick up shots fired and not simply conversations on the street. If it is technology that doesn't meet our privacy requirements, it's technology we're not going to use.
The ACLU says the technology raises privacy concerns, and critics in other cities that use ShotSpotter don't think it's effective for catching criminals. Sue Hurley is optimistic the technology could be useful in her neighborhood, but
what we would really like is community policing. If they're here more and there's a presence, so that we could feel a bit more safe in our homes and on our streets.
Seattle leaders want to pilot the technology in select neighborhoods for 1 year. Murray says federal grants would pay for it. The city council still needs to approve legislation, which could take months. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.